Mobile phone companies are forever trying to entice us into contracts with attractive deals. Free minutes, free texts, free handsets, all for a monthly payment. But what do you do if your monthly bill suddenly goes up during the period of the contract without your agreement? You and yours listener Simon Schmueing contacted us following a dispute he had with T-Mobile over the price rise on his mobile phone bill. He's turned to the Communications and Internet Services Adjudication Scheme, known as CISAS.
I renewed a contract with T-Mobile in October 2012. I agreed a 24-month contract at £7.38 a month. 6 months later, in April, they told me it would increase by 43 pence a month. I called up T-Mobile to cancel the contract because I thought that was a bit ridiculous because they'd increased the price by more than the rate of inflation, in my opinion. If you worked it out, it was 5.82%. They refused to cancel the agreement unless I paid a financial penalty of something like £240. So clearly, I didn't want to cancel. Nevertheless, I didn't feel they treated me very well, so I saw on the bill that I'd had that I could go to an adjudication through CISAS. So I went to CISAS and put my case. CISAS came back with the fact that my price plan was £7.38 and that T-Mobile were claiming my price plan was £13.22 with a discount. And they came back and said that, no, my price plan was £7.38 and therefore T-Mobile had broken their contract. Although the amounts are small, it was the point of principle which led me to go to CISAS. CISAS decided that T-Mobile had breached the terms of their contract and directed that I could cancel the contract backdated to when they gave the price increase. They also ordered them to apologise to me.
Well, the telecoms regulator Ofcom started looking into this last year following more than 1,600 complaints about changes to terms and conditions. And in the next few months, they're due to look at rules to give consumers a fairer deal in relation to mid-contract price rises. Eddie Murphy is a mobile phone industry expert, and I asked him how common he thought this was.
I don't think it's a one-off at all. In fact, there was a recent survey by surveyed mobile customers and discovered that about 22% of the customers they surveyed had had mid-term price increases imposed upon them.
Well, EE tell us that they're unable to comment on specific cases, but they also told us that they use the 3.3% figure of inflation for their prices, but they wouldn't explain why a 5.82% increase was applied to Simon Smewing's contract. So are the mobile phone operators generally in denial about this issue?
In this particular case, I think there may well have been confusion and that the headline price of the contract at £13 was the one that they actually calculated the increase on, when in fact what they should do is calculate the increase based on what the customer actually pays. So I think there might have been a genuine confusion here. I'm not sure that the mobile industry is in denial, but it's obviously a tricky subject for customers to actually have their prices increased in a way that they seem to have very little control over.
Well, the principle has to be, doesn't it, that if a customer agrees a price at the start of their contract, then that price will be stuck to?
Yes, but the price is generally part of a wider contract, and part of the terms of that wider contract will often include clauses which allow the price to be varied up to some level, possibly the rate of inflation, usually RPI.
So you really need to read the small print?
I'm afraid, as always, it comes back to the very boring advice that people do need to read the small print on any contract they sign.
And if someone found themselves in a situation similar to our listener Simon's, what should they do?
Well, I take my hat off to Simon because it was probably quite a protracted fight for what was a very small amount of money. Now, if people feel they want to do the same, they can certainly do that. They can report back to the mobile operator and see if they can get satisfaction that way. And if they can't, then CISAS is an independent organisation that they can contact to have an adjudication made. But it's a lot of work. Possibly an easier way is to wait till your contract is finished and then leave the organisation and go to another supplier saying why you've left. If enough customers do that, that will change the way the mobile operators behave.
But doesn't that mean the operators got away with it?
They get away with it for a while, but in the long term, they won't, because customers will leave them in droves.
Ofcom say they're looking into this issue and expect a report in the next few months. What would you like to see them do?
Well, there is an adjudication body already in the form of CISAS, but something that would be useful would be for Ofcom to be able to vet the different contracts that are available from operators and give them a certification as to whether or not the terms of this contract are fair. I think that would be enormous benefit to consumers. And let's face it, how many of us really sit down and read the terms of every contract that we sign? Most people just click the I've read the terms and conditions and carry on.
Eddie, is there any evidence of one company being worse than another in this respect?
Very difficult to draw any particular conclusions about it. The Which survey did actually show that Orange and T-Mobile actually have increased their prices twice in the last few years, where the other operators have only increased it once. But as they were the first to move, the others might be about to move again. So very difficult to actually point the finger and say who's the worst.
Eddie Murphy, a mobile phone industry expert. Now, on the subject of caravan MOTs, a number of you have got in touch.